Good morning. The steadiest and heaviest rain from yesterday has lifted north and east and is now tracking through northeastern New England into the Canadian Maritimes and southern parts of Ontario. Meanwhile, a lot of low-level moisture hanging back over interior New York and New England being wrung out in the form of low clouds, fog, drizzle, and a few light rain showers as the upper-level portion of the storm spins overhead. This upper-level storm will slowly depart today, and with the moisture being wrung out, we'll gradually have a return to at least some sunshine. The best chance for more sun will be this afternoon across the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. Breaks in the clouds and a little bit of sunshine across the I-90 corridor, while in northern New York and New England, limited sunshine as the upper-level disturbance will be overhead for most of the day. Temperatures will respond accordingly, reaching the lower 50s where we see more cloud cover, middle 50s where we get some sun, and upper 50s in southern sections where more of the afternoon will be marked by sunshine. Skies will continue to clear out tonight, lows averaging around 40. With high pressure building in both at the surface and aloft, tomorrow we'll have mostly sunny skies and highs will rebound into the mid-50s. A big ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather picture late week and into the beginning of the weekend. This means more sunshine and milder air for Friday with highs near 60 and sunshine giving way to some clouds on Saturday but dry all day with temperatures reaching the middle and upper 50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to energy diving through the Ohio Valley. It will generate a storm system off the Delmarva Peninsula and work its way up the coast. Right now, it looks like we'll have a cold rain on Sunday, but with colder air associated with this disturbance, we could see some snow, especially across the higher terrain, with a transition to wet snow across even the lower elevations by the second half of the weekend. High temperatures on Sunday will be in the 40s, blustery and cooler weather to start next week only in the upper 30s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will move from the Great Basin into the Rockies ahead of a deepening upper-level trough. Snow levels will lower across the area as the trough moves overhead, and snow is expected to become widespread across the central Rockies by this evening, with heavy snow possible. Gusty winds will also be likely in association with this storm. Tomorrow, the system will move into the plains, resulting in widespread rain and snow across the northern and central portions of the plains, as well as portions of the upper Midwest. The storm will continue to deepen into Friday as it moves into the Midwest. Heavy snow, as well as gusty winds, will be possible across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Winter storm watches and blizzard watches have been issued from the Dakotas into Minnesota. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is tracking a large area of cloudiness and showers over the southwestern Caribbean, which is associated with a broad area of low pressure. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for slow development of this system during the next several days, and a tropical depression is likely to form late this week or over the weekend as the low meanders around this region. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, light rain and fog, 37 degrees, with the wind out of the southeast at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 3 miles visibility and light drizzle and fog, 46 degrees, the dew point 44, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.71 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at San Diego, California, Yuma, Arizona, and Corpus Christi, Texas, to a low of 14 at Crested Butte and Lake George, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 60, Boston cloudy with showers, fog, and drizzle in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 46 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 40, that's right on normal for this time of year. There was 1.55 inches of rain yesterday, a new record for November 15th, the old record 1.48 set in 2007. That brings the monthly total to 1.89 inches, that's 25 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 30.42 inches for the year, which is 4.35 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high, 71, set in 2006. And the record low, 7, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:49 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:31 p.m. 9 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes since yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds, rain showers, fog and drizzle, especially this morning, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds, rain, fog and drizzle this morning, then increasing sunshine later with highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, rain showers, fog and drizzle, especially this morning, then some breaks of sunshine later today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds, rain showers, fog and drizzle this morning, then some sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds, rain showers, fog and drizzle this morning, then breaks of sunshine with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid-50s, mostly sunny near 60 on Friday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with rain Sunday, perhaps a mix of rain and wet snow or even all snow across the mountains, mid 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy and cold with snow showers Monday, upper 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.